Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 157 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, super exciting and one I'm particularly excited about, we're going to be talking about the special Heritage Edition GT350 and GT350R from Ford and Shelby. Now, the reason why this Heritage Edition was created for the GT350 and the 350R is because they are celebrating, Ford and Shelby are celebrating 55 years of partnership. Within those 55 years of partnership, they've got an intense racing history of winning Le Mans and beating Ferrari, and they've rolled out some of the greatest muscle cars the world has ever seen. The GT350 and the GT500 have, no questions about it, taken the world by storm and have become some of the most desired and some of the most popular vehicles. And if you guys know me and you've been checking out this podcast for some time, you already know what I'm about to say. So for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, the GT500 is one of my favorite cars of all time. I've always been in love with it. And I have my heart set on getting a 2020 GT500 rather soon. But let's go ahead and dive into the details of the Heritage Edition. Surprisingly, it's actually pretty expensive. For only $1,965. You can get yourself a Heritage Edition GT350 or GT350R. It may sound like a lot of money, but when you actually compare and contrast and you check out a bunch of car companies out there and see their options list, $2,000's actually not that expensive. So the Heritage Edition is mainly just an exterior styling thing. What it is it's throwing it back to how the original GT350 look, which means your brand new GT350 or GT350 R is going to be featured in Wimbledon white exterior paint with blue racing stripes in a color called Guardsman Blue. I absolutely love it. It's extremely sexy. And then if you're looking at the pictures, you can check it out on YouTube. If you're watching, you can see the pictures in the background. They looked pretty identical for the paint. So they did a great job. And I don't know, would that, if we take the brand new GT350 and the 350R, would the original GT350, would that be its great grandfather? Or great-great-grandfather? I should know this, but what you should know as well is that if seeing these Heritage Edition GT350s does pique your interest, even if you don't get the Heritage Edition, even if you don't pay the $2,000 more for that, just know Shelby and Ford have improved the new GT350 and 350R already. So it's actually a little bit better than the GT350s from the past couple years, 17, 18. Now, the changes they've made upgrades to the whole chassis. They've changed the front structure of the suspension for overall better steering control. They've actually got brand new software for the MagnaRide system and the ABS system. And they've also changed aerodynamics. They've been completely redone for higher stability and create less drag for the car, which is absolutely necessary, especially if you get the GT350R. And you do plan on bursting around the track. Now, of course, there is a price difference between the GT350 and the GT350R. The 350 has a starting price point of $60,440. So if you do decide to get the Heritage Edition of the GT350, we'll just make numbers easy. Just say $2,000 instead of $1,965. You'd be looking at $62,440 for a Heritage Edition GT350. Now, let's say the GT350R piques your interest just a little bit more. Maybe you want to take that around the track. A little bit more expensive. It has a starting price of $73,435, $13,000 more than just the GT350R. Well, it's got different aerodynamic, it's got bigger brakes, better, more aggressive suspension, bigger tires. It's meant for the track. That's why there's a price change. So if you did want a Heritage Edition GT350R, your cost would basically be $75,435. Keep in mind, that's just adding the basically $2,000 onto the MSRP. to compensate for the Heritage Edition. That's not including taxes, because taxes, as we all know, are based on where you live. Now, again, just to kind of put a cherry on top real quick, I have such an attraction to just Shelby vehicles. I'm completely in love with the brand, and I just... I apologize. I don't mean to be a little bit biased, but I just... I'm looking at the pictures right now, and it just looks so good. The GT350 looks so good in Wimbledon white and Guardsman blue. And even the Shelby badge in the front. So for the GT350R, where you would normally have a red GT350 badge, you got it in Guardsman blue. The whole car just looks phenomenal. But ladies and gentlemen, super short and sweet episode for today, talking about the special Heritage Edition GT350s Ford and Shelby came out with to celebrate 55 years of partnership. And I gotta tell you, I know I will live for another 55 years, so I can't wait to see what they make 55 years from now. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you're checking out the podcast for the first time, bless your heart. Thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you are actually watching on YouTube. If you are, thank you. And when you get to the channel, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, I'm an open book. Just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. You're looking for your favorite jacket, shirt, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 158, talking about Shelby again and how they've released a special edition Super Snake called Bold Edition. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.